This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Let's get to your three must-hear clips of the day.
Number three.
And you are going to hear coming up that mix artist that has made quite the prediction of what he wants to do in 2026. But kicking it all off.
You got Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Who's kicking it off?
Yellowstone wrapped up this week. I finally watched it yesterday. It was very poetic how it all ended. I don't want to give any spoilers or anything like that if you still have yet to watch the show. I cried. Oh, did I cry? But there's all these Yellowstone spinoffs.
What? Spinoffs?
Yes. Yeah. Prequels. And here's Jimmy Fallon with a Yellowstone spinoff skit.
Yellowstone just rode off into the sunset, but we've got lots of Yellowstone spinoffs for y'all to enjoy. Be sure to check out 1883, 1923, 1944, 1644, 1979, 1737, 2006, 2007, 1492, 1776, 711, 711 BC, 90210, and 8675309. Oh, and don't worry, ladies, Rick Wheeler is in all of them.
Hey, yeah, of course he is. Yeah.
And it's true, though, because when I was talking to Eric about 1923 coming back, I said, wait, what was the last one we watched? We watched 1883. Okay,
oh,
so 1923. Okay, this is before they got the land. Okay, got it. But you know when shows wrap up and you hear a lot of people complain about the finale?
All the time, yeah. That always happens.
This is the opposite. I have to say this finale was maybe one of my favorite episodes. It was
really?
That good. Yes.
Oh.
Every storyline was perfectly wrapped up, and I'm at peace with how it all ended.
Wasn't like Seinfeld. They went to jail. What? Sorry. Spoiler alert from 1990-something.
Oh,
sorry.
Number two.
Academy Award winner Nicole Kidman got her start in acting in The Christmas Pageant. Here she is talking with Stephen Colbert.
Your first time on stage was in The Christmas Pageant. Or the Christmas play. Okay.
But I heard you were in The Christmas Pageant.
I was too. We'll get to me in a minute. But I was just, the spoiler alert, I was the fourth wise man. But,
all right.
Yeah, it was a problem. It was a problem.
You.
What were you?
I was the sheep.
So, kids, if you're getting ready for the Christmas pageant, you never know. This could start a new hobby and passion for them, and they might become an Academy Award winner.
Put the wool suit on.
Number one.
Jelly Roll was on his wife Bunny's podcast talking about how determined he is to continue to lose weight and be in the best shape of his life. And here is his goal.
I want to be on the cover of Men's Health by March of 2026.
Let's go.
That's my new goal. I want to have one of the biggest transformations. I did this publicly for a reason. I want to be honest about my struggles with it with people. I wore it for so long. I think that people that become as big as I became, when they lose the weight, they're kind of ashamed. They're so ashamed that they go hide and lose the weight, and then they come back out and they don't really know how to interact with the world, and they kind of got to find their whole new way. I wanted to lose it in front of everybody. I want to talk about it. It's on my Daily Roll vlog. This is constantly what I'm putting in the air because I want to bring people along with
it. Manifest it right there.
Yes, and it makes you're held accountable when you put those goals out there. And if anybody can do it, I feel like it could be Jelly Roll. But man, will he look completely different? How are the tattoos going to look too if he loses all that weight?
Well, not only that, but he's going to have to change his name from Jelly Roll to Jelly Slim or Jelly Thin. You know what I mean? Doesn't he have to change it?
No. He'll always be Jelly Roll, but I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
And he's definitely going to inspire other people. He continues to inspire and to be so publicly. To say he was about 560 pounds,
yeah,
that's not good.
Huge.
It's not healthy, and he's taking it seriously. So we'll be watching. And that is your three must-hear clips of the day.